Good to cry daf mesachtes but become a daf pizayin begin on basic the test matter begin the gemara amma lay says to him the zirch satara ela lulala ve la shrach nirmal vad that the Torah only gave to the father only the shrach of the ne'urim meaning to say that so the question was like we're saying regarding the chavola so it says no it's not chavola it's only shrach ne'urim. So Tosfos explains, "Listen, one Ma'amad Nokat Ha'ilish Nokat Gerishish." This that we're using this terminology said really only a sign, but the truth is, Vafel Patzim Bafenah. Even if he does an injury in their face, the Avich Tzemekaspa that diminishes from a value. So Rav holds the Lesley Lav Midi, the father doesn't get anything. Like we're saying, it's only the Shvach Neurim, but not diminishing. And Mechain Yishlok is like, come on, no, Rabbi Yechonon Polig, Rabbi Yechonon disagrees. And so this is the machlekes. But really, holds no. The mapatz for now, if the injury was in the face, then the injury does go to the father, because that affects him regarding marrying her off. Now, says Tzvi Tzvi, you say, how could Rabbi Shlokesh disagree with Yechon regarding this abchaza mikaspa this halacha mapatz for now? I have a British in this part. The Gemara Ksuvta from Gilam Beis Mashman Beis is something than the rest. The Chabola, the Pasuk in the Havlab, that then there the injury is in the face, then it does go to the father. The Rosh Hashanah Tzidduk says, "Also, my Bechisas Kesef." There is talking about the diminishing of the money of a value. Shadi made Bagras up until the days of when she becomes a Begeder. She takes Mishas Av when she leaves her father's domain. She says, "Nifchasa the Bamut." That's a small loss because the money is the Machra. He said, "The Bamut." If we wanted to sell her, it's a diminishing of a small amount. So Kulam Amayde the Lav Avi. Right, everyone agrees there that it's going to go to the father. That's really the profits of her youth because he could sell her as an Amma, as a Maidzim. But here the disagreement, the entire amount of the diminishment of Cheses, Kol Yemeha, for all her days, which is what we're compensating her now for the rest of her life, she has to live with this injury in her face, even after the days of youthful, of her pubescent days are over. Ah, the Svilad of the Shlokish, there they hold the Didah, but no, that belongs to her, because she's the one that's going to live with this after her father has no rights to whatever she's after she's 12 and a half. So Bechon holds no, the whole the Bechis Zubnaru, so since ultimately the injury happened when she was a young girl, they call it, but it goes old to the father. Well, you know, another approach is Hocha here, the Mashi Nevcheses Likadushin, meaning, like we're saying, that the Sila of the Shlokish has the Loizachel Likadushin Mamish. They only get the rights of the literal Kadushin, not something that could cause a diminishing for kedushin. Oh, awesome! But they have some ma'aseidah. There, it's a loss of our ma'aseidah. But it turns like him, but you don't have myers. So therefore, that's going to be the difference regarding if we're going to say that goes to the father or not. But that's the machlik, is regarding if we say it's directly for the kedushin or even something that indirectly causes a loss for kedushin. Like just not the beginning of the shulchan. Here, it's talking about where. It depends if the child is samach al shulchan aviv or not. Now, the Rish says lamandam in parakam of the bamitzi according to the one who says in the first parakam bamitzi dafyud besim besgam mitzias b'nei bita ketanim shula av. That just that we say that his sons and daughters that are young that go to the father. Like gadol gadol mamish doesn't mean that the big ones the adults literally means adult that doesn't go to him. Like gadol mamish doesn't mean the young ones that goes to him. Like gadol samach al shulchan aviv when it says. When he's an adult, but he's a dependent on his father. Is that cotton? That's a small person. For cotton chain, some of is a gadol, and a small person that's not dependent on his father, independent. That's a gadol, and that's what depends if it goes to him or not. So in chiluk bechabala sha'av chaybal by lemetziah, then it comes out that there is no difference regarding an injury that the father does to his son, to the son finding a found object. It's all the same. It depends on. That the semech al shulchan or not, as we're saying over here. Am chabol shachem chayvim behen, but when others injure them, how about they do? Then yeah, it's going to be theirs above the child's nafal b'smuchim, even when their dependents can the first come like the Gemara is explaining later on, because given this litzalga the gufay since is a physical pain related to lichos and there's no loss of the father, like it's not particular. That's according to the manda amar over there that qualifies. It depends on semech shulchan or not, like Agumah is saying over here. Avlashmo, but when Shmuel the Mahasim that he says no, cotton mamish, a child means literally a child. Hamtzi is cotton la'aviv. That means to say when a child finds something goes to the father, a fella ain't semech shulchan. Even if he's not a depending mifarish the Mahasim, like the Gemara, but they explains in Bamitzi Dafit Beis Aleph, Shebisho Shemaitza. What's the reason? It's because when the son finds it as a young child, Meritza's love, he runs to the father, even though he's independent, and the gadol, and regarding however an adult child, the fellow samach hashachan, even though he's dependent, mitzias atzmai, when he finds him, he goes to himself. The kimin lechaser, since the father's not losing anything in the company, he's not particular, and becoming Meritza, it's like an adult child doesn't run to his tati. Ah, that's regarding mitzia. But here, when the father is injuring his child, im musamach, if it's dependent, even his adult, havelab, it is going to go to the father. Because even the chaser kapit here, it's dependent on the sar. Because since the father's going to be losing out, he's going to have to pay. He's particular, and he's just like, you're my dependent, even though you're an adult. The main samach, now if he's not dependent, even the child, havelab, it goes to himself. Why? Even though Shmuel does not make the differentiation over there, because here it's different, because given the Isle Tsar the Gufa, since the child has physical pain, even his love, it doesn't run with this to the father. Now, when others injure them, then the Philos Mucham Megatanim, even when their mind is independent, it does go to the child. Since it's not a loss for the father, and so also they don't run to the father, therefore it will go to them. That's not the word of the Siv, Ketan Lo Imach. Because it says, no, you can't tell the Eved Ivri Asei Mibein Nizanach, because the Pasuk says, Kedev Limach, it doesn't be good for him with you. Now, Harab Berri, Hayagiris, or, I mean, it's Harab Ram Berri Yehuda, he had the Geris, Kesach Getosh of Yehimach, a different Pasuk in the Yikra, that the Eved Ivri should be like a hired laborer for you, because my crowd, the Rosh Lebed Zafri, because it's actually from this Pasuk that they dash in the Zafri that you have to treat him nicely. And Bechinira, and it seems like this also, because that pasuk is a command. But the pasuk that we bring here in our different maskel, because it's good for him with you, that's just saying over the story, because it's like it says in the pasuk, everybody's going to have one leave after 6 years. Basically, he loves you and your family and is good for him with you. So you're right, it would seem to be not a source. But for him, he says, no, definitely, even if you have like the gears like we have in our Gemara, it makes sense to come from the fact that the pasuk says, it's a good friend with you, that you have to do, that he's going to be very happy living by you. Next test, the Gemara of the Ma'amakas of a Kabbin. But a found object which comes from in general, and he's particular. So the Gemara is asking and saying that, are you saying that? Something when he's makbid is when it's chaser. Something that comes from elsewhere is not makbid. So that's what the Demesta is going about. Metzia is coming from somewhere else and he is makbid. So it says, hi, Pircha, this question, Lava El Mandam, is only according to the one that says, which we quoted already previously, when the Gemara Metzia Dafid Beis, that holds, look, God, look, Mamish. The adult that gets to keep it doesn't mean literally an adult. So it depends if it's Samach HaShachana or not. So that would be the equivalent of what we're saying here in the Gemara. So that's the saying that if it's Asma Alma, that's the thing. So we find Mitzi is Makbid. Avle Shmuel, but according to Shmuel, Ikataima Tuva, no, then there's a big difference, Gab Mitzia, because via found object, the Meritza's love, the Svara is not because of dependent on that, it's because he runs to the father. The Gab Chabalah Shaykhai Tama, regarding injury, is that reasoning is not applicable. So the question would be difficult. Or, you know, you could say, Avle Shmuel Bayi. No, even according to Shmuel, the Gemara is asking, why don't you say that by injury also he runs to the father and he gives tati, hey, look what I got from my injury. Says, no, keep this since he has a physical pain, look up the father's not particularly cut number, and actually the child would not run to his father with that either. If others injure her, that they have to give it to our father. So then you can say, wait a second, my kusha. What's the Gemara asking? The Gemara is saying, wait a second. We find that you're saying that tzar de gufa and amakam asi kakapin. But we learn not only that, but even others in Jehar have to give it to the father. So this is my question. How ukma kamaisa b'shabbos? But we explained that the first Bryce is teaching regarding the loss of work. And the last one that's saying regarding other one's daughters, that you make for them some type of a skula, something that shall last for them. Maybe that's talking about by other types of things. going Nezi Witzar, like for example Nezi Witzar, and that is going to go to and that's going to go to Har. So what's the difficulty? It depends on what it's for. We can presume it's similar to the boys. The Aslam Skula did who Mairi, because they're making a skula is Mairi Afil Meshavis, even the loss of work. By a daughter, you could say, oh yeah, so Maisi Deho is loving you. So you could say, oh, maybe that, what's Sigmar asking? Say, when does it go to the father? Is Shavis, Maisi Deho, but everything else maybe goes to her. But it doesn't sound like that, so because, you know, we're comparing it to the Zachar, and the Zachar, their work is never indebted to the father, unlike that of a daughter. More, but you could explain, the other Tani, this we learned that Babon Babon is a potter, that by sons and daughters is a potter, actually, you could say that that's specifically by the loss of work. And the Svaruhu, and the logic is the lesson of the myth today, that we shouldn't let him off the hook, because they're dependents, il meshavis, only from the loss of work. Yeah, but limshad from that other things. We find that the reason why her earnings go to her father is because of that he feeds her, and therefore it makes sense that it should go to the father, because the we mentioned this concept that like as if he could tell at least the Havamina, do with me and I'm not gonna feed you. So you see, because that the Maisi Daim is the equivalent of feeding. Well, if he's also Shabbat now, based on that, so it makes sense. The Lemas Lukum Basayis B'Shad Bram Chutz M'Shavas, that you can't explain the second Brisa by other things besides for the loss of work. But the B'Shad Bram, my other things, the B'Shad Bram Chutz M'Shavas, because even by his own son's doors, he would be Chayv, and we're saying that it'll be Potter. So the whole dependency would only be for loss of work, because the part of the Gemara previously asked, if it's dependents that are adults, let me add, you give them right away. The father. Mashma, it sounds like the mishum deukma besamach parach. Sounds like because the dependents, that's what he's asking. Lavuim by the meisav should go to the father. Now, man, where do you know this from? Imishum the medam lemetzia. If it's because it's compared to a found object. According to Shmuel, imitzi is god la'av. The metzia of a gadol does not go to the father. Lemayri b'shabbos the tone loss of work. Nicha makes sense. The svaru because that's logical. Keep shul zon nice and he's feeding them. The shabbos lemi he loved that. Yeah, the loss of work. So then he should go to the father. Because like we explained that that's the equivalent of that. Yeah, but some of them actually, the questioner thought that filo yimaisim gedolim la'av, that even if the handiwork of the adult children does not go to the father, after Bishul Zanlis, even though he feeds them, Mikomokum, however, Hecha the Asimi Alma Kashabis, but if it comes from elsewhere, like loss of work, Svaru Shilab, then it makes sense that you go to the father. But in Prophet Zigmar asked, well, Matsi, I have found Abjid Mashmah, it sounds like the Havamin, the Shabbos La'av, that it sounds like that if we would have thought that the loss of work go to the father, Hamnicho makes sense, La'avikul Kashale, and then they wouldn't be asking me Matsiya from Matsiya, but on the other four things, and Nezi with Saribu Shabbos, the La'av that doesn't go to the father. Mishum the Metziah Damitir Lamaisi down. That's because, yeah, a found object, even though we're saying what I mean, we're only saying regarding Shabbos, no, because a found object is more similar to the Maisi Dam, like we see that a found object is like the excess of her handiwork that came under, you know, when she's pushing herself, and therefore it's more equivalent to the Maisi Dam. Now, Achmat Slim, however, you could say, the Hadukama, this they were saying, Ibis Savu Muchum, that if it's dependence, a little bit of mandama, that's specific according to one who holds lab gola gola mamish, and therefore medam la metziah, and it's compared to a metziah, but that only according to that mandama, according to like Shmuel, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that not like Shmuel, that it's not talking about literally an adult, it's and therefore it's exactly like metziah, depending if you're dependent or not. It says matzah begin with the words in Malvam, that hacha the lab inish the kapit v'chulu. Here a person would not be particular. He we're talking about a person that's not a particular person, as we find that he's feeding them. Now, since the loss of work goes to the father, like we explained the Inish Kabdana, that by a father that's particular, you have to give the loss of work to the father. In the smuchim, when they're not dependents, lafaches lahadafa by the minimum, at least the excess minatir shalav, and. And biblically, it belongs to the father because it shouldn't be a kedushin. Like most kedushin, not begin on base. But then the Kim is and the man sells his daughter as a maidservant. But just like maidservant, her handiwork goes to her master. But also the daughter, her earnings go to her father. So that's the case. So what did the sages see fit? That by a father that's not particular amar. But if it's the minor daughter of others, that he has to find some way of payment for her, even by the loss of work. So, but the problem is, biblically, it goes to the father. So, maybe the sages evaluated the consciousness of the father, that he pardons it to them, because of the pain, the physical pain, and it's also something that he's not losing out. Muslim is coming somewhere else, and therefore, that's why they were mistaken this idea that it goes to the girl, even though biblically it goes to him.